The West Live.
The West
the
Live.
West Live. Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage. The West
the
Live.
West Live.
Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tenney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve.
It feels so much like a Friday, isn't it? It's sunny.
And don't you reckon as you get closer and closer to Christmas, the weather gets better and better,
yeah.
And you get to sort of the
become
Thursday
more and more
mark.
Checked out.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Sorry,
publicly.
That's did that come out?
That's the sort of thing you say quietly in the corridors of your workplace, not on a matter of public record.
Are
now.
We live?
let's talk about the anti-vaxxers. There was huge protests at Parliament House yesterday. The vaccine mandate came in, and we spoke about the police and how many cops might refuse to get the jab. Now we have some numbers around that.
Almost 50 police refused to get the jab. They are now facing disciplinary leave. They are on leave with pay, pending an investigation. So the police are investigating each of them, looking at the reasoning. Is there a particular reason why they shouldn't be vaccinated? Do they have a medical reason, etc., etc.? But they have been stood aside. Almost 50 police officers. Hundreds turned out. Hundreds of workers at Parliament House yesterday, they were very angry. Jeff Parry was standing up to each and every one of them as they yelled, tell the truth, tell the truth.
Well,
if there's anybody telling the truth, it's Jeff.
Well, it's amazing, and they were yelling out, do your research. It's like, hang on. You are the people who should be doing their research. Like, you're just completely ignoring just the massive, massive weight of scientific evidence. But when I hear that, what was it, 50, how many cops? 55?
Almost 50. So 40,
almost 50.
49.
So 49 cops. I hear that and I think, do you know what? That's actually pretty good. Like, it's 49 is bugger all.
When you think of
when
how many people
how
are
many
in the police
thousands
force.
Of police and also the admin staff who had to be vaccinated as well. Like, less than 50? It just goes to show that most people probably will get the vaccine. The teachers are getting it. We know the
aged care workers,
healthcare workers have all like overwhelmingly got it. The question will be the mining industry for me, because you've got a cohort that, you know, historically probably hasn't been as well educated, hasn't been as community minded as the police and aged care and health workers. To me, that's the cohort that I think is most at risk of having a higher percentage of unvaccinated.
I saw somebody on the news last night saying, oh, I'm out of a job and this relative's out of a job now and this relative's out of a job. And I just can't believe, you know, economically, the people would put their lives on the line for the sake of a vaccine, which is saving their life.
Yeah, I know.
It just makes no sense to me
it makes
whatsoever.
Absolutely no sense. And then try and paint themselves as somehow the victims.
Yeah. And I had somebody tweet me yesterday saying, I don't understand why the cops should need to get a COVID vaccine. There's no COVID in WA. And I'm like, mate, you know, this is in preparation for opening up. It's coming. It's a reality. We've got to shift how we think about it.